allow is against it for a long time. When they were asking me before, and I was against it, saying no to them all the time. And on the 25th, our people, the elders, come talk to me and on the telephone and support it. And the council of elders put a court junction in by the lawyer, and they blocked it. And the museum's not going on now, not happening.
So a council of elders have spoken to lawyers, and lawyers have acted, and now the exhibition won't be going ahead?
That's correct. That's what it means. That's what I was told. Won't be happening. And the people that went down, I think some supporter for the exhibition that went down, I think whatever number it was, they're rolling their swag and coming home now to the APY land and settle down and rethink.
Have you spoken to some of the Anangu who have travelled to Adelaide? Because earlier this week on the program, I spoke to Dr. Diana James from the ANU, who is the project coordinator, and she said there was a lot of support from people in the communities throughout the APY lands, and that about 40 of those people were travelling down for the opening of the exhibition. Have you spoken to some of those people that are in Adelaide now?
No, I didn't talk to them, but they... down there, and some, not all of them, and other half, it's back in APY land and concerned and why they're doing it, you know, and we're not happy. But anyway, we're happy for a while now till we have a meeting, I suppose. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
So when those people from the APY lands who are in Adelaide now, when they return back, do you want to sit down with them and discuss it a bit more?
Yeah, I think we can. Yeah, we can sit down and talk.
Why are you so unhappy about this song line being told in the way that this exhibition was going to tell it?
1950, white fellas been writing a books about Aboriginal black people and are getting creation stories and putting it on a paper. There was a bloke called Charles Mountford, and he wrote a book at Ayers Rock, and he called it Brown Skin and Red Sand, and he that sacred thing. And now we're in 2014, still happening by the white people. They're stealing our stories, and I don't want them doing it anymore.
Diana James from the ANU, she said...
Well, I reckon ANU should keep the nose out, and Di James should stick to her own business and leave the black people alone.
But she says that the version...
I don't care what she say. I don't care.
Have you spoken to her directly?
No, she dodging me.
You've tried to talk to her?
I think 2 years ago.
Have you had arguments with other people in the community who have given permission for this songline, this creation story, to be told?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Is it dividing the community?
Yes. There's the white people in the middle of it. Others that's sporting for money, a little bit of money, and they painting and they getting robbed anyway. Those white people's getting more pay, more money, they're making money. And the others are not supporting it because they want to keep their creation stories to themselves.
Are you saying that you think that the money that was given to the Anangu who helped out with this exhibition was that was the only reason why they did help out, for the money?
Yeah, money. Money talks loud. And that's true. You've got to believe me.
Has it definitely been stopped, though? It's definitely not opening this weekend.
Definitely stopped. Lawyer told me last night.
How do you feel about that now that it has been stopped?
I feel really glad and happy.
And you want to keep these stories for yourself?
Yeah, for our people, our children. Nothing to do with our non-Aboriginal people. Mm. Nothing to do with it.
Okay. Yummy Lester, thank you very much for talking with me this morning. I want to try and talk to the ANU or to Diana James about this next, so I'll try and speak with them. But for now, Yummy Lester, thank you.
Thank you.